Doug Osborne, the leading activist for the Community Garden and Health Summit representative, volunteered his time Saturday to help plant seeds and shovel soil.
And today I'm here as a volunteer who's just excited to see what we can do and excited to see a great turnout and all the donations, and we're making wonderful progress so far.
The garden focuses on what can grow in Sitka. As we all know, it can rain quite a bit here and certain plants can drown. But Carrie McLean, the head gardener of the project, thinks these veggies are strong enough to survive the elements.
We're going to plant what grows best in Sitka. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be root crops and coal crops, things like cabbage and peas, potatoes, beets, that kind of stuff.
The allotted space for the garden has mapped out specific beds for the vegetables. Orchestrated distributor of the seeds, Lisa Sadlerhart.
So we've got, you know, four lovely long 3 feet by 16 feet beds. And so each bed has kind of a different theme, if you will.
And those who volunteered weren't just locals. Ben Clark, an adult AmeriCorps volunteer from Ohio, was eager to come and give his time.
Hi, I'm just here to help out start the community garden. It's really exciting to see it start from the ground up.
It wasn't just help from volunteers that got the garden planted, though. With collaboration from the community, everything that they have needed has been donated, even the location. Doug Osborne.
It started a week ago Wednesday when the board at St. Peter's unanimously voted to use this wonderful 60 by 60 piece of land to have this fellowship farm. And so that was the first donation. And since then, which is just, 10 days, we've had hundreds and hundreds of dollars of donations.
And within only a few hours of hard work, the garden was ready for seeds.
I think everybody in the side beds, you're done. Rake it out and we'll start planting. Woo!
Yeah!
With seeds going in the ground last weekend, they plan to have grown produce ready for sale at the first Saturday farmers market. The location of the market is not yet planned, but Doug Osborne hopes to hold it at Crescent Harbor's shelter tentatively later this summer. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.